And joining us today here on Radio on the Go is Jeff Stein, Iowa historian, as many call him, also the host of the Iowa Almanac that you hear Monday through Friday on KLMJ at 7:20, now going to be expanded to Saturday and Sunday as well. And Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us here this afternoon.
It's a privilege, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
So I want to begin. I was listening to some of your recent ones in the Iowa Almanac. We'll start with that first. And I was going back to, you talk anywhere from old libraries to one that really caught my eye here and caught my ear, I should say, as well as basketball in Iowa City. I'm a big basketball nut. You were talking about that first 5-on-5 game took place there in Iowa City. So how do you receive this information? How far in advance do you have to work and things like that here, Jeff?
Well, one of the things that we try to do is to think of things that people don't know about, or things that they may know about, but not the full detail. So, for example, the story you mentioned, it was not a big story that they were having a college basketball game in Iowa City until you figure out that that was the very first time, almost by accident, that they hit upon 5 versus 5, and it just seemed to work. And so that became, I think the score was 16 to 12. You still had to climb a ladder to get the ball out of the basket. The basket had not been, the bottom had not been cut out yet. So it's historic because that set the model. Pretty soon, we're going to have the anniversary of the plane crash near Clear Lake, the day the music died. And we talk a bit about it, but we really focus not on Buddy Holly, not on Richie Valens, not on the Big Bopper, but on Waylon Jennings and his last words to Buddy Holly before the bus went one direction and then the plane took off. So even on ones that you know about, we try to think of an angle that might be unique. And we get suggestions from listeners. When I go and do Iowa Almanac presentations in public, as I did in Hampton last year, people will come up afterwards and come up with suggestions. And it's really a never-ending source of good information about our home state.
So you take suggestions from listeners. Now, how do you go about, let's say someone says, oh, there's a historical library in this town. How do you proceed to get information? Do you talk to, like current librarians there, for example? Who do you decide to maybe interview at that time to put this all together?
It's a little of everything. Some of these are very, very old, and so there are no contemporary sources, but you go back through what's available in journals and newspapers, etc. And on ones that are more contemporary, there may be somebody who has a lot of great information. Now, the trick is we only have a couple of minutes, 2.5, maybe 3 minutes. And so I wind up learning an awful lot from some of these people that I'll talk to because you just can't compress it all into that short time frame, but that's what gives you the full flavor of the story, and that's what's kind of fun for me because again, people will say we just did a new one not long ago about Bishop's Cafeteria, Bishop's Buffets that people might remember from shopping malls, and this was from somebody who always thought they were kind of cool and wondered why they weren't around anymore. He did a little research of his own and then met me at a presentation and handed me a couple of pages of material. So that's kind of fun that people take ownership, if you will, in the segments.
Again, joined by Jeff Stein, Iowa historian, host of the Iowa Almanac and the Iowa Business Report. Again, expanding programming here on KLMJ. Iowa Business Report Monday through Friday will air following 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock birthdays and anniversaries. And of course, the Iowa Almanac, same time that they do weekdays, Saturday and Sunday, will add it to that as well. Another question as it relates to the Iowa Almanac here, Jeff, is obviously, one of the big political stories in the past month and a half was, well, beside the inauguration, was Jimmy Carter passing away. And I noticed you're able to localize that in Iowa as it relates to Jimmy Carter that you had on here about a week or two ago as well. So you're able to sometimes take those national stories. And obviously, Jimmy Carter stopped by Iowa several times because he was president, but you're able to localize such a national story.
After doing this now, and this is the 11th year, we've got more than 400 stories. And so you're right. You can either take something, and because it's now in the news again, you can localize it. Or with the Carter story, we had done the Jimmy Carter winning the Iowa caucuses. I say winning. He had the most among people who had a preference, undecided actually won. But it was a year and a day before he was inaugurated. And so we often do that story, but it's especially relevant then this year in the year of his passing. And so what I try to do is to mix it up and not have the same story on the same day every year for 11 years. You try to find new things or you mix it up and then you bring an old one back. Sometimes it is, as you say, because of contemporary events, and sometimes it's just a matter of variety for the audience.
And you go all around the state from Lyon County down to southeast Iowa to northeast to southwest. I don't know the counties in those corners. I know Lyon County's in northwest Iowa. And like you said, you take suggestions from listeners. I mean, have you maybe done a story in every one of Iowa's 99 counties? I would bet by now.
Well, one of the things, and that's a great point, because you have to represent all of Iowa. And we are fortunate enough to be on KLMJ and about 30 other radio stations that cover the whole state. And it just won't do to have Fremont County not represented, or to have any of these other, and I'm thinking of Fremont because we just rolled that one in for February because we hadn't had Fremont for a while. And so we put a new story in for February. And so literally I take a map and we do little hash marks for each county so that we can make sure that it's somewhat balanced, because nobody wants to hear all Des Moines, all Cedar Rapids, all Dubuque. Some stories have statewide implication, and yes, they probably have some headquarter to Des Moines because of state government. But beyond that, there's no fun in having your listeners not hear a story from Franklin County. And so we talk about the rural cooperative that now is a historic site. And we've been telling that story for years, and now it's a historic site. And so now it has even greater relevance to people in the area.
And now we're going to take off the old almanac hat here real quick, the Iowa Business Report. That's 5 days a week. Can you just kind of talk about what listeners can look for that in that two-minute segment? A lot of information to put into 2 minutes, too.
What we did was about, I think, 6 years ago, we started a weekend program, half-hour program called the Iowa Business Report, and people enjoyed that, but then they wanted something during the week. And so what we do is just a two-minute quick hit, 5 days a week. It's not the stock market. It's not tied to that day, but it is contemporary. And so it might be an elected official talking about the budget. It might be a journalist talking about the implications of a change in the interest rate by the Fed. It might be something like this week we did one on School Choice Week. You may say, well, how does School Choice Week have anything to do with business? Well, now that there is the state voucher program, it's a much better business decision to start a private school. And so you're going to see that aspect of the economy really grow. So again, it's not the same as the stock ticker or the ag market reports, all of which are very valid. But it's about a minute's worth of just hearing from somebody who knows about a topic, with me introducing it for context and then tagging it at the end. And so, again, it gives people a flavor, as opposed to just me as a talking head. This is actually hearing from a newsmaker.
Yeah, and it's always nice to have them do the talking when they know more about a subject. I've done hundreds of interviews over my time, so why act like you know everything when you talk to someone that knows everything here, Jeff? So, again, we're joined by Jeff Stein, Iowa historian, host of Iowa Almanac and the Iowa Business Report. They can hear on KLMJ. Of course, the Almanac 7 days a week. That will be starting here at 7:20 each day. Iowa Business Report following the 8 o'clock and 5 o'clock birthdays and anniversaries on KLMJ. And Jeff, appreciate the time for talking. Anything else you'd like to add about these things before we let you sign off? And maybe we'll talk down the road.
Well, I'm very appreciative that Radio on the Go is allowing me to talk to your audience. And having been there last year and Sean inviting me to come up and seeing you folks at the station and in town, just a great bunch of folks who are there to hear these stories, and I'm so happy to share them with everybody. And if you go to iowaalmanac.com, there's an email address right there, and that's how you can reach me about any of the programs, but certainly about Almanac. It's right there on the website, so you don't have to bother the people at the radio station. Just go to the link on the website and hit me with an email.
Like you said, if you have an idea about a historic site, historic thing in history, building, things like that, let him know, iowaalmanac.com, like you said. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
It was a privilege. Thanks so much.